Yeah, I'm curious of that too. With that big screen, I would think you'd have a full keyboard, which would be nice. That was one thing nice on the Yaesu 400. It had that big screen and it had a keyboard. Tony knows what I'm talking about. Makes it much, much easier. And still has the menu things, but if you know where to go, it's not that bad. I have not operated a Kenwood. I've heard really good things about their APRS interface. So I hope ICOM can do better. And ICOM's really good about making your radios user-friendly. And for anybody that doesn't know, the Kenwood that's coming out, the reason it's going to be more expensive, one reason, maybe on top of many, is it's going to have 220. But I think it's going to be limited, don't quote me, but I think it's going to be limited to 20 or 25 watts. It's that high, but I think it's 20 or 25. And then, and that's another thing, for $9.99, you don't even get APRS right away. You got to wait for the update for the ICOM. But I'm very interested in that ICOM, and I wouldn't be surprised if ICOM says, yes, you can use a standard Ethernet cable to with a union to run that microphone. Yaesu, on the other hand, they're like, oh no, you need to buy our cable because there's voltages and there's things that the radio won't work quite right with a regular Ethernet cable, which I think is kind of maybe not true. I don't know. I went ahead and bought the cable before they even said that. But yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if ICOM made it easy to extend that cable. Josh, do you have any more?